Welcome to Balcony Banter. Welcome, yay! Welcome everyone. We're live. We made it. And thank you all for popping over. So Tim still has the stream going. So if you want to join on my channel, like every Wednesday, first Wednesday of the month, today is the last Wednesday of the month. Of December. So yeah, we can have a good time, the last time in this year, in 2022. And next time we're going to see each other already in 2023. So let's see who we all got here. There were many already popping over. And first things first, we have to wish a happy, happy birthday to Pauline. Pauline is 21 again. And it's Johnny Watson, Pauline. So happy, happy birthday to you. Are we going to sing?
Yes, why not?
Yeah.
Why not? Okay.
You didn't. Happy birthday
to you.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday to Pauline, Johnny Watson.
Happy birthday to you. There's a delay, isn't there? So it's been terrible.
Yeah, it is. No, dude.
That's live. So we got Pauline here in the house, and we got Ian, whoever that is. Then we have, well, Ian is still in some other place than his normal bedroom, right?
Uh-huh.
It's a remodeled bedroom, isn't it?
I've moved.
just a tiny little bit of remodeling over there.
We got
Denise Pearson. Hello, hello, hello. Ray Duffy, Eugene McKeever, Jeff Daniels, Marie Alti, and we got David Thurnball. I haven't seen that name. So David, thank you for popping over and welcome. This is Balcony Banter. Anthony, we got Care Studios 2. Haven't seen that one either. So welcome for popping over, everyone. It's Craig, Flying Trucker, Evie Blue, and Simon Ferrand. Haven't seen you for a while, Simon. So welcome. The Troll Exposer, yay! Welcome! We love this you. And Julie Wade, and we got Anne-Marie Elton. Hi, Anne-Marie, and Charlie, and we got Timothy Dowd, and Christine Dowd. Woohoo! Terry and Louise, and so on and so forth. And I guess a few more are coming over shortly. So what's
people
the
still coming in, mind.
Yeah.
So if you joined late on this stream, I'm over there on Giuliani's channel.
Yes. We're closing doors shortly, right?
Shortly.
And this one is wide open. So if you want to come, then you are more than welcome. Today,
okay,
we got
39 on yours and 26 on mine. So I'm going to close mine down now.
Yes. I can see it's 42 now, so I can see how many people we got in the house, and I'm very glad that you made it over to my channel. So tonight's topic, relax. December is a month of relax, supposedly. Say again, Chris?
Should be,
exactly. So is it easy? Is it easy, or is it making you comfortable or uncomfortable? We're going to find out. We're going to talk about, relax time. If that is something that comes easy to you, or do you really have to make an effort and try really, really hard to relax? We're going to see and talk about that. And also, maybe you have some ideas how you like to relax, and pop in the comments what you do for relaxation, what you consider as relaxation, and what is relax for you. Is it just sleeping, or is it just doing yoga or meditation, or is it some more things than just that? And how maybe people relax in different ways? Ian, how do you like to relax?
How do I like to relax? If I have to relax, I just go outside to the garden shed, open the door, and just sit down in the easy chair and just forget about what's going on outside. I'd been blind. But seriously, how do you have to relax? I mean, what gets you hyped up that you have to go away and relax? I saw a comment there from David Butler, actually. December equals panic. January, relax. But what's the panic with December? It's self-generated, isn't it?
It is. Very good point there, Ian. Yeah, is it as self-generated stress?
Yeah, stress.
Exactly. Yeah. So, what in the month of December makes people maybe stressed? Is it getting all the Christmas presents together? Maybe organizing all the festivities and all the get-togethers, and is it maybe time that runs out that is not there for everyone, and to maybe please everyone in the family or in the friend circle? What is it that makes people so anxious or stressed in the month of December, where it's actually a time to calm down, isn't it?
It really should be. What I find and what I pick up from other people, this trend of sending Christmas cards. There is always the thing when you go through your list, oh, who have I missed?
Yeah.
And 9 times out of 10, you miss somebody. Then you finish up going back through the list again to make sure you've done it correctly the second time.
I don't send any Christmas cards, so that is one less stress point in my life.
Well, that's your stress point gone from the argument right away.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, and I've actually seen something really nice. What you can do is that you can instead of sending Christmas cards. This year, I've seen a lot of people donating opposed to sending Christmas cards. And I think I've seen Anne-Marie Elton was doing something similar. Anne-Marie, if I'm mistaken, correct me, but I think that's a great idea, something very useful to do. So what's your thoughts about that?
Yeah, that's yeah.
Our thoughts about that. I'll tell you a story. My sister lives up near Chester, on the Welsh side of Chester, if you like. And she's got a circle of friends around there. And it's they're not ladies who do lunch, but they enjoy a good bottle of cava at lunchtime sometimes when they go out. And they always spend sort of the Christmas period together. It's like a circle of friends. They've been doing it for years, and they all gave each other presents at Christmas and Christmas cards and gifts exchange. And then it was Christmas in somebody's house one year and somebody else's house. And they're all trying to outdo each other as well. You know, there's that type of thing going on, that vibe going on. So that was a very stressful time for them. And one year, the neighbours next to Jackie and Stuart, they came over with a box, and they gave everybody the same sized box. And they all said, oh, and these people were always, you know, good at presents, you know. So they went, oh, we got presents, we got presents, we got presents. And they all opened the boxes together, and it was a toilet roll. And inside was a card saying, we've donated for a latrine in Ethiopia or somewhere. And they, on one hand, they said, well, it was a great gesture. And on the other hand, I was waiting for my present, you know. So I don't know. So, but the stress of having to outdo each other, and you know, it's if you like that type of thing, it's great. But I can't relax, so I don't know why.
Would relaxation to you just mean doing and like similar to what Christine does for relaxation, listening to audiobooks?
Definitely not. So relaxation for me is not being responsible for something.
Okay.
I think that's it. If I'm not responsible for something, if I can just live in the moment and not be responsible, I think that's relaxation for me.
Uh-huh. Yeah, and you are taking responsibility there for your own self, because it's part of something bigger. I mean, relaxation is seen maybe as something non-productive in our society. Things are changing a lot, and people are getting more and more into better, feeling better, wellness, obviously taking time for more hobbies. So this time of relaxation is necessary to wind down and the stress we are facing. So to balance things out. And yes, I totally agree, there are differences in how people relax, you know. I remember I used to relax a lot when I went to do fitness, and I could spend an hour on the treadmill, and it would relax me. It would do me good. But my mom, she would have said, oh my God, this is putting too much stress on me. How can you relax doing even more? That was years ago. It's not necessarily right now. It's finding that that balance, what everyone needs. And yeah, there are different ways. Let's see in the comments if anybody's saying anything, how you like to relax, guys.
Gina Rigby, some people like to cook or bake as a way of relaxing.
Yes,
so that's productive.
Eugene, go to the pub. That's another good one.
Some people, yeah.
Or let
some
the pub come to you.
Yeah.
Tina, I totally agree with you. And I hope you have done already some nice Christmas cookies. making Christmas cookies. Who of you guys has made Christmas cookies already? Have you guys made any yet?
No, us, because we're in the wrong place.
You're in the wrong place. You've just eaten them, right?
I've just eaten them.
And Gudrun's sending us some, isn't she?
Yeah.
But they won't arrive before Christmas.
Oh. And don't send
them if they tell you at the post office. It'll be a long time.
Well, if I can eat them after Christmas, not a problem.
Evie Blue is saying, I go for a 5-mile walk, and this clears the mind, helping me to relax. Yes, absolutely. I agree there a lot. Me too. I enjoy going for hikes or walks, and Yeah, and then it can even be strenuous hikes, and that's very, very relaxing too, because we're getting there in touch with nature, something that that we are part of, and obviously oftentimes too much taken out of in during our work hours, obviously. Yep. Then we, unless you are maybe a gardener, then you're very lucky to work in such an environment.
I'm a gardener, but I've just got one little pot, so I've got to do this once a day.
Yeah.
No,
not even today. I don't have to do it today. God did it.
Did. It's funny you mention the nature, Julie. We were out yesterday, and we were way up in the of Tenerife, where the pine trees and everything is. Okay, you know I like to look at the trees and the plants and what have you. And it's been many, many years since we've been round that way, and part of it where we were was burnt, and you know the trunks not coming out of the ground were just black.
Yeah.
But yesterday, there actually the fir trees, they're completely covering areas now, and the green vegetation and everything. For anybody that likes going out into nature, they would really, really appreciate that.
Yes.
To me, that is just what nature is. And it's funny enough, when you look at the trunks of these trees, they're still black.
Mm-hmm.
You still see the shoots still coming out. But it was completely covered. I mean, I remember the area that we were in at that particular time. There was nothing. There were just, you know, sticks sticking out of the ground. But now it is a carpet of pine trees.
Yeah.
I mean, that's nature. To me, that is to go out and get into that and just look, just have a look at the what's on the ground now. That is relaxing.
Yeah,
It's taking mind into something new, something different.
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. It is. Nature really, really helps reconnect with yourself, and winding down, and to become part of something that is actually you. You are nature, and oftentimes when our ego mind is coming out too much, we tend to get stressed. And stress is just another form of fear as well. It's thinking that we might miss out, or that there's not enough time for things that we want to do, that we don't meet certain time schedules, and that we disappoint maybe others. All those things that cause us stress, they are just mind-made, but ego side mind-made. So that's the pig dog barking there again. Tina Rigby says, honestly, I just sitting down with a cup of tea and watching a few Tenerife vlogs is relaxing for me. Looking at the lovely scenery and sunshine. Yeah, absolutely. Sunshine is also great. And I think Tim is trying to capture the sunset, isn't he? Are you? Wait, I'm gonna put that on the. Yes, there we go.
You got it.
Yep, here we go.
Yeah.
Today it's a bit overcast, of course. It has been raining heavily, and I drove up to the north of the island, and it was so so foggy, really driving through a thick fog. Even in the tunnel, up to 300 meters, there was still fog in the tunnel. So just imagine. But yes, glad to see that.
When we went out this morning, or just sort of late morning, the two big multi-story blocks that you see just at the bottom, you were actually having to look twice to see through the rain. The rain was so heavy onto that. And I wasn't able to relax on my sunbed.
Well, the rain can be also calming.
Yeah. It's funny you say that. I mean, okay, back home, I'm going to go back to the farm again. When you were out actually working and the rain came on, you didn't scutter away and get someplace to shade in it. You just carried on working. And really, you felt quite refreshing after it, provided it wasn't too hot, like, you know? And just the rain does actually refresh you. Being honest, it doesn't bother me.
Oh, you are very used to it, I guess.
Yeah. It's like the snow. When we get heavy, heavy snow, some parts of the major cities are not grind. But why? Why do they grind? Okay, they grind to a halt. The people are not used to it in the cities. We get out of areas and that. We're able to get ourselves to it. We're able to clear our ways. I love doing that. You know? That's my life.
Exactly. So what about activities that are more more hyper, for instance, but then still has a relaxing effect, maybe.
Kampftrinken.
Say again?
Kampftrinken.
Kampftrinken. Okay, so that is like, fighting for your drink and how many you can do. How many you can manage.
Kampftrinken is like a sport where you've got to drink more than the next guy. Then you're very relaxed at the end of it.
Knocked out, I would say. Knocked out.
I think throwing up is not relaxing.
No, I mean, having a quiet drink somewhere on the beach. This afternoon. I think actually the view relaxes me. I must admit, our view from the balcony, whether it's bright sunshine or cloudy or misty or clear, that view relaxes me because I think it makes us, what's the word? It shows how insignificant we are.
Yes. You've said that many times, but exactly, to wind down, it is coming back to, or sort of emptying that mind that is so racing, so much racing all the time.
Yeah, but don't forget self-importance. It's self-importance that's just the problem.
Yeah. And it's important to sometimes just take that that moment of time to not think about anything. And it can be scary if you think I need to do this and I need to do that and this and that is expected of me, but then you're not doing yourself any good if you load too much on yourself.
That's
can true. Also be it can also be of course, the other way around. So procrastinating and putting off too much, that can also have, a form of stress in your own self. But then
I'm busy doing nothing, working the whole day through, trying to find lots of things not to do.
Yeah.
You can ask yourself, why is it important?
Why is it important, exactly?
It's always a possibility.
Yeah. If the doctor says you're important, you got to dress important.
So, Chris, why would you say it's important?
It's important to relax, because that's what I do my whole life long. I'm an expert.
You're an expert.
That's why I'm asking you.
Yeah.
She's got a Timmy that does everything for her.
And was that easy for you in the beginning?
In the beginning, no. It took a while. But when we were here, when we arrived here, it started. To have the view, have nice weather, and finding out you're not important.
What about November in Bavaria?
Yeah.
November in Bavaria was so grey and triste and depressing that it sort of like set you up for the whole winter, didn't it, really?
Yeah. And also I was alone in the house all day because Tim was at work.
So you were in the house most of the time by yourself, and here you are most of the time you are together. So you actually here you are already saying, "Oh, go away, go relax a bit, do your YouTube."
She does that, yeah. She says, "Go and relax."
Yeah.
And then I go on the computer. She says, "What are you doing on the computer?"
Tim, would you consider for instance, YouTubing or video editing and filming, would you consider that as well as relaxation for your own personal self?
Basically, and the way I do it is I don't do it like everybody else. I've sort of gone into the live shows now. So all I'm doing now is sharing my life or our life with everybody. It's just that Christina doesn't really want to put as much time in as I do, do you? So I go for the walks in the morning. And that for me is just going for a walk with friends. So I think that out in the nature, like Ian's saying, and taking you guys with me, I think that helps me relax. Because if I was out on my own, like this morning, for instance, I looked up, it was raining outside, I thought, I'm not going today. But sometimes I'll get up and decide not to go, but that's depressing. Once I've got up and made the effort to get out, I'm enjoying myself.
Yeah.
That's when people say, I'll meet you tomorrow outside the Safari or outside the Columbus Hotel. Then that gives me impetus to get up at 7:30. In fact, tomorrow morning, I'm walking with Lee the MacMaster.
Ooh, better tune in then. Yeah.
But he's not on the island. He's somewhere down in the south of England. In Torquay, I think he is.
Remotely. Say hello.
Because we've got this new system on YouTube now where you can go live together. It's just like this, really, but it's driven by YouTube. So we want to try it out because the more people try it out, the more it pushes your channel. So I thought, well, I'll get Lee on, and then we'll be the first to go live together.
Okay.
Not everybody's motivation. Allowed to go live together.
No.
Good show. Good
I was
show.
I was selected as a, one of the
you
few.
You are eligible.
I'm eligible. Unreal.
Or the guinea pig.
Look, Damien Hooper is saying, I relax by staring at my dog for hours. Yes, I totally get that. I could do that as well.
Unfortunately, it gives the dog a complex.
It is relaxing. Eh? The dogs or animals in general, they have the same effect as walks in nature.
As long as you don't eat them all at once.
Exactly.
Hey, that's a no joke.
Chopping one leg. No.
Only one leg.
No, but the animals are great company. I mean, that's just repeating actually what I was saying before. It's the ego that is actually missing in a dog. A dog doesn't really have an ego. It's not gonna judge you if something goes wrong, or just might give a look at you saying, "I want to go out now." Like, you could imagine that it's saying that, but then it's your own imagination, right? So the dog is actually a very good companion. And stress relief, and you can double the wellness point and go walk the dog in nature. That's even better. Yeah.
Graham's on Angry Velo, and he's talking to Damien. He says, "I'm never ever angry. It's only a nickname I was given in the Marines. My surname's Anderson, and Angry Anderson sung a song called 'Suddenly When I Joined Up.'" But I was thinking of you today, Graham, Angry Velo, and I'll tell you exactly why. Because it was chucking it down this morning, and I went to go shopping because I didn't have the bratwurst for tonight. So I went to Lidl, and before Arminimi, at the roundabout going down to Playa Paraíso, there was a traffic jam. And I thought, people are not used to the rain, and we can't do this and we can't do that. And I found out that the traffic jam was a mammal. And for those of you who don't know what mammals are, they're called middle-aged men in Lycra. It was a cyclist cycling in the pouring rain, going up the hill towards Lidl. And we were backed up all the way to Playa Paraíso from the roundabouts by Adeki Punta Limpio. And coming home, exactly the same, another guy going the other way, but he couldn't go as fast as he normally does because it's raining. I reckon it was the same guy myself. We all tried to get him, but nobody did.
Do you think he was angry then? He wasn't.
He would have been angry for the...
He had an angry velo.
An angry velo. Velo comes from cycling, you see. Velo.
I know.
There you go.
Le velo.
Le velo. Is that French, yeah. Is it?
Exactly.
I speak That's French. It. Je so, suis yeah. désolé, je ne parle pas français.
Ah, okie dokie.
I'll show you what I bought from Lidl as well. What do you want? A glass of water?
Half a glass.
Half a glass. I'll have half.
Let's see what you guys are saying. There's another comment. Okay.
Terry and Louis. Terry and Louise drinking beer at Monte Cristo with Tim is relaxing. Good one.
I think, yeah, it's the company, is it? Do you find relaxation only possible in a group or with others in company, or is it something that you enjoy also just by yourself? Are you okay in your own company? Are you happy in your own company, or does that make you feel maybe I gotta be with somebody, or I gotta distract myself with something on social media or otherwise watching telly or what have you?
I think you've actually said something, the distraction. I know a guy He works on a farm and he drives one of these gigantic machines. I'll just describe it as that. But when he comes home at night, first place he goes is to the pub. Now, I know it's not for the beer, right? It's just to meet his pal in the pub to have maybe one pint or two pints and the chat.
Yes. Yeah.
Then he's back home.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I guess going to the pub is not always about getting drunk. It's about more about the company of others and to wind down. Or you can even sit by yourself and enjoy watching people if that's what you're into.
Yeah.
Then that is also a form of relaxation.
Yeah, another. I mean, I can use it. I can use another instance of relaxation. This gentleman, a fairly elderly gentleman, had a dog. He was on his own. He loved his dog. When the pub opened, him and the dog would go into the pub. The dog would sit under the chair and never move, but his friends would come in. And he was only there for about an hour or a couple of hours. It was relaxation to him. It was meeting his friends or maybe somebody else coming in. He would strike up a conversation, a different conversation.
Yeah.
You know, a completely different conversation. And he just sat there and that was being, and he would have his two or three pints as a way. But again, it's this different mix of culture that helps.
Yeah, exactly.
People.
Absolutely,
You know,
there are so many different forms of relaxation which we might not even consider as relaxing, and of course, what is it? What did I miss?
I like this one. Done trucking. Sorry, I've got to put this up.
Best way
to relax is tell the wife she could go shopping. I dare to say that. Sorry, I just had to slip that
good,
in.
Good. Absolutely. Especially
again,
for Christmas shopping.
Yeah. Again, it's creating, just as we've said, it's creating the humour for that instance. It makes you relax. It clears that
exactly.
part of the brain.
Yeah. Laughing and enjoying and maybe even bantering, you know. I'm still trying my best to banter.
Yeah, well, that's it.
Humor is, keeping a good sense of humor is always important because it drives out the egoic side of us. Okay, and here, yes, absolutely. Terry and Louise, a couple of beers and a casual conversation is all it takes. Yes. Yeah, it brings, it stimulates, obviously, it stimulates your mind and keeps or puts your focus on something else that has been maybe beforehand a bit chaotic and very much focused on only one certain thing and winding down, and especially in good company is can be very stimulating. Absolutely. Cheers.
Thanks Pauline. Watching this channel is relaxing. Thanks Pauline.
Thank you. Oh, gonna put that on. Thank you. And Pauline, even more so, thank you watching us and being here with us on your birthday. That is that means a lot. Eh? Thank you.
Yes.
So
well done.
Happy birthday again to you. I hope you had a good one. And celebrate the new year. Something that that we all should be doing and celebrating life. So relaxing is not just about sleeping, obviously, and resting and relaxation. Relax is also recreation. And the word already says it, that there's part of creating again, recreating. So we need this time to wind down, to do something. Ian, I know that you are a big DIY fan. And I know that you do a lot in your garden, and that relaxes you. But the DIY, I mean, even though you might be doing chores, or you might be tiling the floor, or whatever you are doing at your home or somewhere else in the garden, and I guess that this is also for you a form of recreation and relaxation, isn't it?
Yeah. I must congratulate you, actually. You're actually reading my mind at this moment in time. No, I like, I could be doing something and go away, do something else. You said it there, in my garden. And it's a complete change of focus from maybe what you were doing in DIY. I think this really, we talk about relaxing, but it's about changing your mind thought for that particular time. If you've been stressed, I know it's difficult to say, but stop what you're doing and think something quickly of the past. Think something happy that happened yesterday. That'll take the stress away to start with. So it's put you on the first step to move that stress away. Once you've thought about that, build on it. You maybe had a good telephone conversation with your friend. There you are. Surely that's something to take to start and take your stress away. I find people now are very, very not quick to jump on the bandwagon, but they're very, very reluctant to let stress go. I talk to people, and when you talk to them on a different subject, they're still stressed. Mm-hmm. You hear and you feel the stress coming out of them, mm-hmm. and it becomes very difficult sometimes. To break that. One way I've done it with two, three people is just as what I said. What did you do yesterday? Who did you speak to yesterday? Did you meet anybody interesting?
Yeah.
Change your line of thought away from the stress, away from the subject that caused you the stress.
Absolutely, yeah. You are making really, really good points there, Ian. Absolutely. I like it. It's again the focus, and if you're racing in that very moment and you feel stressed, obviously we can become addicted to stress as well. So it's sort of like with any other form of addiction, it's becoming aware of that. I feel stressed right now. And yes, that's fine. Don't beat yourself up about it. It's totally okay. Become aware of it. Become conscious about it. That I am stressed, and I need help.
Hi, Bella.
Okay. Yeah, Bella is making noise. Bella, you want to say hello?
So much talking.
Walkies. Stress is something where we have, like Ian said, stop and just don't think for anything for a moment, which is not bad.
I think
either.
That a lot of people they know how to deal with stress. And I think a lot of people know the answers to stress and the solutions. The problem is that some people don't even know they're stressed. Mm-hmm. They think I'm doing a great job, or I have to do this because otherwise it would fall apart. The whole thing would fall apart. Or
and they feel more important.
They feel more important than they really are. Yeah. And so I think that sometimes, I'm not saying stress is self-inflicted, but sometimes you're in a position where you don't even recognize the fact that you're stressed. And yeah. you don't even recognize the fact that there is an alternative. And that if yeah. you stop doing what you're doing, which is the whole point of relaxation, is stopping doing what you're doing and doing something different, then it's lost on these people because they're stressed then that they're not doing the job and somebody else is doing it wrong, or it's going to wait until I get back. So that's sometimes the problem where people can't relax, is because they don't believe that others can take up the mantle.
Yeah.
And it's to do with the feeling of immortality as well. I mean, we all feel immortal until we're mortal, you know? So we don't see the end of our lives. And unfortunately, some people do see the end of their lives, but what I'm saying now, in general, we don't ponder on the fact that our life is going to end and what will happen afterwards. And I think that that's probably a bit Zen, but you really have to realize that life goes on without you. So you might as well have fun now and not just go, oh, I wish I'd died earlier, you know?
Yeah, exactly. And appreciating the moments, even if it's the smallest little things that happen, like
a snatch.
Whatever you want.
Over like really cute.
I'm a drunk.
A good conversation. A good conversation with someone, being happy about you guys here in the chat showing up. We got 40 people watching, so I'm really happy to see you every time, showing up every Wednesday, first Wednesday of the month. I'm happy about that. But that obviously requires to stop and make the effort to look onto the other side. So it's a change of perception, mm-hmm. a change away from racing. Am I held up in the past with some stress that I cannot change anymore anyway, or am I already anxious about something that is going to happen in the future that I'm anxious about? Wherever we get trapped, we can sort of like neutralize that very quickly with stopping and changing perception by gratitude. And I know, Tim, that you are not really in touch with that word. But,
I think that. It's not that I'm not in touch with gratitude. It's not that I'm not in touch with gratitude. It's that the people that you're not reaching are the people who are not looking for a solution.
Yeah.
So if people are looking for a solution, then they can accept what you're saying and say, oh, that's a good solution to my problem. But 99% of people who have stress have it because they don't know there are alternatives out there. They don't know they're doing something wrong, or they don't know that they're stressing themselves. And in fact, it's hard to stress somebody else, because if you stress somebody else, they have to accept that. Like exactly. A boss has to say, get it done by 4 o'clock, you know, and you say, well, what's the worst that can happen? He's going to fire me. And then you say, right, I'm leaving anyway. And then they say, oh, the company won't run without you because, you know, you're the greatest programmer in the world. So what you have to do is to realize that you don't have to carry on doing what you're doing to feel whole. And you can change. And if you, it's like we're all slaves to wages, right? We're all slaves to our job. Because if most people gave up their job tomorrow, they couldn't pay the mortgage in 3 months' time. So this is a problem with stress that is inflicted on us, right? because we're all living from hand to mouth at the moment. But if you realize that if you, I know we're a slave to wages, but if you run away for 2 weeks, you know, every 6 months, then and have a holiday, then that's the time when you can rest and recuperate. Yeah. But that's going to be planned.
Yeah. Yeah.
Good, you got that.
The anxiety coach makes a good comment here. Our ego destroys us. We must live authentically. Not living authentically is the real source of stress. Yeah, ego again. Ego, the pig dog I'm always talking about.
The Schweinehund.
Der Schweinehund. And the pig, yeah, the ego is talking always louder than our inner voice or our the natural. Exactly, as we naturally are. So that's why, I mean, we feel very, very comfortable, obviously, in the company of a dog, for instance, or an animal has a lot of those soothing effects on us. Or nature, if you're not into animals, then maybe nature has this kind of effect on us. But that's also, it's also a part of us. And the ego is self-made, it's self-created, yeah. And it's, but it's as well, it's part of us. But we can always turn away from it and give us more time and more love, I guess. So what else are people saying? Oh, that's a nice one here. Terry and Louise, we are relaxing watching you all. Oh, good. Thank you for tuning in.
We got and Pauline saying thumbs up for Juliane, and Juliane needs more subscribers. So I'm gonna challenge you now. If you're not already subscribed to the channel, go ahead and do it right now. It is free to subscribe to Juliane's channel. It's
what
free.
A wonderful Christmas present.
Yeah.
And we'll do what Shelley and Rick say as well. Share the video with people that that maybe don't look at, you know, me, Tim Dowd and Christina, and they say, okay, here's something new. You might be fed up with the bald fat guy, but this is something a bit more substantial. So go and have a look at this. And Harry Shaw's on. Hi, Harry. Hope you're feeling better.
Hi, Harry. Nice comment there. I understand Christmas can be stressful, but many years ago, our family made a collective decision not to give presents. So all I do now is put some cash into a grandchildren's banks until 18.
Oh, wow, that's spot a good on. One. Spot on.
Well, I can't wait to turn 18 next year.
Says that without a smile on his face.
Yeah. You still got a few years to go with Malika.
We do.
Yeah.
Any money you give out for kids under the age of 7, I think, for culture, you might as well just throw it in the gully, I think. Because I don't remember anything that happened before I was 7.
Nothing.
I don't think so. I can remember going to school and stuff, but I don't remember, you know, a fantastic present. Or being taken to... Oh, I do, actually. I remember going to see Thunderball with my dad, James Bond. Oh, I wouldn't think it was Thunderball. It could have been one of the others. The one that was released in 1966.
Oh, okay.
Somebody will tell us.
Hey, Siri, which James Bond movie released in 1966?
Okay, I found this on the web for which James Bond movie was released in 1966. Check it out.
I'll check it out.
Check it out. check.
I got a very sexy Siri, haven't I, at the moment? I've just upgraded to the next operating system. You got to read the whole thing. Hang on, there we go. 62, Doctor No. 63 from Russia with Love, Goldfinger 64, Thunderball it was, 1965 it was released.
Okay.
You old fogey. Uh-huh. I was just 2 years old.
Uh-huh. Thunderball. His days of asking are all gone. And life goes on and on and on. Looked at the world and wants it all.
What did you say? It was
like thunderball.
Relaxing. So, yeah.
I got this needle today.
That one.
Right.
Stout.
A steam brew, Imperial Stout.
Yeah. Okay. Cheers. So, stressful times at Christmas. Not for us here. So, we are, yeah, balcony bantering away next week as well. on the balcony, I guess.
Is that next week?
Next week?
No, week after.
20, the week after.
21st.
Okay, yeah, yes.
21st.
That's the one.
Live. All right.
We got the Balcony Banter Christmas party on the 21st, live from Little Jim.
Woohoo!
So if you're on the island, we've already booked. If you're on the island and you want to book a table, you can say hello and eat some fantastic German food.
Come and say hello and have a Glühwein.
Yeah.
Exactly. So. All righty.
I like that one.
So, guys, what are your last words for a relaxing week to come? Shall we start with Ian?
Oh, thank you. My relaxing week is never give up. One day, you will look back and be glad you did not. The best way to earn respect is to treat others with respect. That's who I relax. Thank you.
Oh,
well done.
Thank you, Ian. Yeah, absolutely. We need those times of relaxation, especially now in this Christmas period. And yes, and I think we're doing our little bit on Wednesday to have a little bit of relaxed time for you guys as well. So thanks for joining in.
Then you got blown off. The wind's and ripping up again.
Christine, so what are your last words for a relaxing December before Christmas week?
I have a really relaxing week this week. No appointments whatsoever. We didn't do the meet up Monday because we didn't meet anybody. And I'm quite relaxed.
But next Monday.
You had a date night. You had a date night.
Next Monday, we're going to Terrasse Sueño Azul. Posh restaurant behind the Mind Hotel. I'll put it up tonight. Yeah. You can register to come and eat with us or drink with us.
On Monday.
And I am not stressed at all. The sausages are burning.
You are not stressed at all. No. And Anne-Marie Elton says, always relaxing to watch our favorite YouTubers and chatting with our virtual friends. Julianne always gives us great vibes and Tim and Christine always seem relaxed. Yes, they are definitely relaxed. And so is Ian. And yes, I'm also really, really grateful for everyone here, for this whole community. I'm very grateful for you carving out time of your busy schedules to watch us and to join in and be here with us in the moment in the community. And so on and so forth. So I wish you an amazing, amazing week. Next week, we will probably also going to have a great discussion. We haven't set up a topic yet, but I'm sure we will have something to talk about. It's always.
I want the people who are watching now to suggest a topic. And we also have, I think we've got it in the link of this description or in the link of the descriptions of all the other Balcony Banters, Ian's email address. And if you want to suggest a topic, send it to them. And next week we're on my channel again, so you can go to timothydowd.com/live and find out how to join in. And if one of you guys wants to come and have a quick Christmas message, the quick Christmas message, then let me know. And you can come in and say, hi, Merry Christmas, everybody. This is the face to the name. And then you can go again. You don't have to stay on long. Just come and let us know what you look like and what your Christmas message is to the world. So I think that might be a nice one next week.
Yeah, that would be lovely.
Your Christmas message to the world.
Exactly. Getting.
What's the Ian?
Yes, Ian's gone. He's twirling.
He's twirling a twirling.
Around. Really? Oh, Cold Place is saying next week's topic is Christmas till Christmas. Oh, that's a great one. Thanks.
That's
a very good one.
Yeah, so, we'll steal that, Cole. Do you want to come on as a guest? Do you want to come on as a guest?
Type yes. And a thumbs up. Oh, okay. Muchas gracias, mi niña, y hasta pronto.
María Albanos, muchas gracias también. Yes.
Feliz Navidad. We're going to sing in another episode. So
Cole's going to pop in next week. Is Christmas still Christmas? There you go.
Woohoo!
And then the week after it's what's with Michaelmas?
Good. Well, looking forward to that. And yes, everyone, you guys have a wonderful week. And yes, in a moment of stress, just take 10 seconds, breathe, count till 10, and think about all the lovely, jubbly things we just said in Balcony Banter. And then I guarantee you're not going to be stressed anymore.
I love it when you quote Only Fools and Horses.
Oh, Ian's back.
Uh-huh. Yes. I put him on.
There he is. He's already stretching. He's already in relaxing mode.
Oh, my God.
All righty. So, thank you guys so much. Thanks, everyone, for coming in and saying hello. And, of course, we see you next week again. Next week. Bye-bye. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.